With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Climate change is a hoax. Someone once told me that to capture an audience's attention, you need to offend them. And what better way to offend people than to denounce climate change? Because if there's one thing the world may unanimously agree upon, is that we'd all like it to be here in the future. So now that I have your attention, let me revisit those opening comments. I do actually believe in climate change, but I do have a problem with the way we define electric vehicles.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
A huge amount of CO2 is produced just making a vehicle because you have to dig raw materials out of the ground, transport them to factories where they can be formed into car parts, before finally being assembled into vehicles. Each step requires energy, and so we create CO2. So you can see the conventional vehicle comes to the showroom having generated about 6 tons of CO2. And now this is the critical part. Making a battery isn't easy. The materials required are harder to find, and mating a battery cell requires a huge amount of energy.
Yeah, I like this guy. I found him on YouTube at a TED Talk, TEDx Talk, San Antonio. His name is Graham Conway. And he knows what he's talking about. So does the president of Toyota, Mr. Akio Toyoda, T-O-Y-O-D-A. He said, quote, "It will be difficult to achieve Newsom's 2035 mandate." Wow, I told you before the president of Toyota told you. Why did the president of Toyota say Newsom, it's not going to happen? Present battery technology. That's the president of Toyota. Don't you think he knows something about electric vehicle battery technology? Also, he combined in the state of California's electricity grid. So if you listen to my show and if you've done your own research, you're already aware of this. These Democrat Green New Deal Build Back Better demons, they're aware of this as well. But see, their goal is to create chaos and destruction of capitalism. Remember, that's their goal. So if you go into this going, what are they thinking about? How can we get rid of fossil fuels? Because fossil fuels actually make the electric vehicles. They actually make the wind turbines. I mean, you can't get, well, if, when you realize that, you go, that doesn't make sense. So yeah, they're choosing the destruction of capitalism. And believe me, they're full speed ahead, right off of Fred Flintstone cliff. That's where they want to take us. Again, Toyota Motor president told reporters that California's ban on the sale of new gas-powered vehicles in 2035 will be difficult to achieve. Present battery technology and constraints facing the state's electricity grid. See, Toyota was reacting to this new mandate, of course, here in California.
A major announcement today from Governor Gavin Newsom.
By 2035, we will eliminate in the state of California the sales of internal combustion engines.
Newsom's executive order would make California the first state in the U.S. to ban the sale of all new gas-powered cars. Residents could still buy used gas-powered vehicles and would still be able to continue to drive the gas-powered cars and trucks they already own. State regulators would be tasked with implementing the new rule.
All right, the president of Toyota said battery-powered cars is going to take longer to phase in than what the mainstream media believes. I guess that's why I'm not mainstream. I gave you reality before they do. I read a lot of local print and TV who have stories that actually sound like this show from a year and a half ago. They're now asking the questions, do we have the resources for this? The president of Toyota said, realistically speaking, it seems rather difficult to really achieve them. So what the president of Toyota is saying, what I've been saying in a different way, I've said, why do we have a bunch of grown-ups standing around a microphone all dressed up with cameras and they're talking about something that can't happen? Now, that's not to say that there might be a time period in the future where we find a new way to power, where we don't have to dig up 500,000 pounds of the Earth's crust for one 1,000-pound battery. There might be a day where the technology comes along. Why not push hybrids for now, where you got the gas to go and you got a little bit to charge? This man that I found on his TED Talk, Graham Conway is his name, listen to him explain how electric vehicles create more CO2. So don't believe the lies going around today. This cannot be denied. This is science, you greenies. You cannot debate this. Listen to his explanation. Turn it up loud.
So the battery vehicle comes to the showroom having generated about 12 tons of CO2. The conventional vehicle has a 400-mile range, while the electric vehicle in this example has a 125-mile range. So really, we need to be comparing a 400-mile range electric vehicle. And as you may have guessed, a longer range requires a larger battery, which means a larger CO2 penalty. And now you start to see the problem. Over its expected lifetime, it has emitted more CO2 than the conventional vehicle. It has contributed more to climate change than the conventional vehicle, and that is the crux of the problem.
That is the problem. 400-mile range gas-powered car, 125-mile range electric vehicle car. They'll sit there and go, see, the CO2 level is lower. But electric vehicles use more CO2 when you factor in their 400-mile range. It's dangerous. It's unproductive, he says. And you know what the translation is? This is a waste of our time, our money, and our energy, not to add destruction of our way of life.
It has produced more CO2, but we've measured none. And so society is happy to continue to call these zero emissions. But that is dangerous and unproductive.
They're not zero emissions. Science proves that.
We will move forward to green and decarbonize our vehicle fleet here in the state of California.
The governor says his plan is part of a push to combat climate change. The Environmental Defense Fund praised the governor for his announcement, calling it a major step toward helping Californians cope with air pollution.
This is the trend line that will become a headline around the rest of the world. And we're not just going to be in the back of this bus. We're going to be leading once again. We're going to be driving this accelerated change.
No, he's driving this accelerated change. Boy, his ego's at an all-time high, is it not?
I value and respect all of you.
He signed at least 40 new climate bills. I don't know. You know he knows, right, that wind and solar cannot manufacture or create anything for society. He does know that, right, that they're not replacing fossil fuels. Wind and solar cannot replace fossil fuels. They can only generate the electricity, and that's generated from when the wind blows and when the sun shines. And here in the Valley, boy, we got more sunshine than we know what to do with. If you got your business, you got your house, you got solar, I tell you, these people that go, well, I paid $27 last month when I talk about the shock of my power bill. Yeah, man, I tell you, that's the way to go. It's definitely the way to go. On a smaller scale, we can't solarize the entire state and get rid of natural gas and electricity. That's what their Newsom kid. He just continues lying about reality. Because everything that needs electricity is made from any derivative of oil, and that comes from the manufacturing crude oil. You know he knows the basics on this. You know that he knows that here in California that we import 30% of our electricity from other states. We're number one. California, the nation's largest net electrical importing state by a huge number. We're number one. We're also number one on being dependent of imported crude oil from foreign countries. We were, as late as 1995, California was independent of imported crude oil. Today, we're the only state in America that imports oil at more than 60% of what we need. Yeah, Newsom brags about being the fifth largest economy in the world. We can't even fuel it. Crude oil, about $90 a barrel that it costs. Crude oil now to cost into California. That's when you add it up, $150 million a day. $150 million a day. Yes, every day. that we're paying to the foreign countries, the oil-rich foreign countries. We're oil rich ourselves. But no, let's give those jobs to Middle Eastern countries. Let's give those business opportunities to Middle Eastern countries. Can you imagine the jobs that we would have here in California if Newsom or if the state of California, the legislature, Democratic voters, we actually did horizontal drilling, which is called fracking. But no, Newsom is all renewable electricity from the weather. Well, you can't do that without the fuels from fossil fuels. You cannot support a modern economy with what they're talking about doing. We know that. Oh, you got you a new Hummer, electric vehicle Hummer. Boy, that thing is sharp looking. Big old battery on that baby, right? Well, okay, you got your new Hummer, comes with the plug-in. You drive home in your new Hummer. You tell everybody, hey, I got my Hummer tonight. I'll bring it by tomorrow and show it to you. No, you're not. You're going to have to wait 4 days.
The new GMC Hummer EV truck is the quickest charging vehicle on the market right now. But what if you're not at a fast charger and just at home? How fast does it charge?
Just plugged it at my house, 120 volt, using the Hummer cable.
Level one charging, 120 volt using the Hummer cable. Right now it's about 6 p.m. on Tuesday, and it says it'll be full by Saturday at 10:55, which is 4+ days of charging. Wow. I have a juice box, level 2 charger, 240 volts at my garage. Plug-in level 2 charger.
This is a more powerful charger here.
Now it says it'll be done tomorrow by 6:30, so about 24 hours of charging. From 4% to 100%, it's a 212 kilowatt hour battery. Still takes a while.
Yeah, I would guess so, right? Hey, listen, I'll be right back. I got to run down to the gas station. I'll be back in 4 days. No, you can be back in probably 4 minutes if it's close enough. A Hummer, 4 days. 4 days to charge up, plugging it in at home. If you had the level 2 charger, sounded like it took 24 hours to charge up. Now, these big charging stations, they do it a little quicker. Can sometimes still take 30, 45 minutes, depending on the size. And we've seen the long lines. They're trying to get rid of the long charging lines. I drove here to Montana. I did stumble upon. Of course, I wouldn't have been looking for them because I don't have an electric vehicle. But there were some stations, charging stations out there that I saw, and they were empty. Now, again, I was out in the middle of nowhere. But Biden showed up at the auto show in Detroit to announce $900 million to build 500,000 charging stations across America. 500,000 charging stations? This is a first chunk is $900 million out of the $5 billion in infrastructure money that they're going to use to build these electric vehicle charging stations. If they have any copper wires in them, they're going to have to also hire 500,000 full-time security guards around the clock. They already did. They already went around the Bay Area. What was it, like 25-30% of them were out of service, not working. Biden said the Great American Road Trip is going to be electrified. Whether you're driving coast to coast here in Michigan, charging stations will be up, easy to find as gas stations are now. Now, they're having to do this with a government loan. That's how they're starting to do this. They got a plant in Ohio that's already started manufacturing. And the average price of an electric vehicle, average, is $66,000 gas-powered. They said this average here, WorldNet Daily had, and a $48,000 is the average price of a gas-powered car. To me, that used to be like a luxury car, right? And that just seemed like a few years ago that it was at that price. We've been talking about the fires with electric vehicles. Sad to report, a Tesla driver was killed down in Florida. What happened was he was driving his Tesla, and it went off I-75, and he hit a ditch, and then it hit a tree. The car hit a tree, and it caught fire, and he was unable to get out. And that happens in gas-powered cars, too. But the fire department showed up and said they could not believe the intensity of this fire. And I've given you these stories around America. They said they can throw out a 2,000-degree flame out like a torch. They said that fire that caught on a Tesla up in Connecticut, car's battery had fallen out of the car onto the ground. So they said that was good. It gave them better access. But it took them 600 gallons of water and totaling more than 600 gallons of water a minute is what the Stanford Fire Department said to extinguish that fire. In total, 25,000 gallons of water to put out one simple battery fire. 25,000 gallons of water. We're in a drought.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Can you hear me now? 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 Maybe that's not going to be heard this winter in Europe. The cell phones could be gone like in 30 minutes. Now, Europe's got a little doomsday list going on. Trump tried to warn them, 2018. He tried to warn those Germans, I tell you. And they just sat back and laughed at him. They laughed at him like the Democrats laugh when he came down the escalator in 2015. But it's not just heating that could be missing across Europe this winter. And the reason that I tell you these European stories, because they're a glimpse into California's future if we stay on this path here. They said if power cuts or energy rationing, which they're already talking about, knocks out part of the mobile network, mobile phones could go dark around Europe. But people would rather be freezing and have their cell phone. At least they could go to YouTube and turn on a fireplace video and sit around their screen, right? People losing their cell phones. Just ask the high school students here that they're talking about making them putting it into a pouch. People lose their minds. This is reporting from Reuters. They said in France, the situation even worse because, see, they shut down their nuclear power plants. And the cherry on the top is the cell phone industry told Reuters they fear a severe winter will put Europe's telecom infrastructure to the test. There are not enough backup systems to handle the power cuts that might happen. And when that happens, the cell phones, they go out. Because, see, the backup batteries installed on these, all these thousands of cell towers around the country, and if power cuts hit, they only got 30 minutes to run the batteries on these mobile antennas. The backup batteries are only 30 minutes. So, yeah, gone in 30 minutes. And they're saying that not really if, but when this happens, it's going to be on a rotating basis. Hospitals, police, government, they said will not be impacted. So we're already used to that with the rolling blackouts. Now they're going to have rolling cell phone blackouts. The German federal economy minister had concerns over the crisis. He told German media that it's extremely tense, the situation, and that Germany may run out of gas. See, I've been telling you that this is happening, and the reason that I focus so much on this because we're getting to look ahead to see what happens when you completely get yourself off fossil fuels, when you get yourself off nuclear power. Newsom saw this happening. That's why they kept Diablo Canyon on. So I guess our cell phones don't go out here in California. They're trying to get the Germans to reduce their consumption of natural gas ahead of the winter. We're having to send 17% more in quarter four over there. And Germany already had a pretty bad situation. And now the Nord Stream pipeline, even though that wasn't on, that actually, now when you look at who blew it up, the sabotage in this, Germany could have said, you know what, we're getting out of funding this Ukraine thing. Putin, we're back on with you, buddy. We're not going to give any more money to Zelensky. Turn that Nord Stream pipeline back on and we're friends again. And then, Putin knew that. Putin knew that he was holding Germany hostage. Because as soon as it got cold and people were going around looking for old 1950 train trailers that might have had some pieces of coal still in them that they could burn to warm their homes, Germany might have just done a flip. So when you're thinking about who blew up the pipeline, who would that have been advantageous for Russia? No. Germany? No. The U.S. and the U.K.? Yeah. That way, Germany now doesn't have a choice. Do you see how when you pull out the foreign policy, move the chess pieces around, how you immediately, by blowing that pipeline up, which Joe Biden stated that if they invade Ukraine, that pipeline will not be functional. So if we were playing the game of Clue, we have somebody that's made a comment that we might want to pull in for questioning over this. They're not going to have enough to get through the winter months. And we've already, even before the big push for the Green New Deal and Build Back Better and having Newsom in Sacramento, I remember early 2000s in Elk Grove, the rolling blackouts that happened. It was already happening then. This is nothing new, but it's only going to get worse. Only going to get worse as we move ahead right here. They're going to wrap up and try and keep warm. The long, cold winter, the International Energy Agency said in their quarterly gas report that EU countries would need to reduce their use by 13% over this winter. And that's why the German government warns that gas may be running out over these winter months, as we've seen. Well, I hope it doesn't happen. But if it does, I think it's going to teach us a really good lesson. It would be I think as the Bee Gees used to say, a what a tragedy. Yeah, the Green New Deal is a tragedy. Got a little feeling you can't go on, right? You want to go out dancing to some disco? There's a new conservative dating app out there. It's called The Right Stuff. It was launched by former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany's sister. You know it's going to trigger the left, don't you? They don't want conservatives to procreate. And their immediate concern is that this new conservative dating site only has a place for men to meet women and men and women to meet men. I think we call that what? Cisgender straight. I'll tell you more about it next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
We've already had Halloween candy sitting out here on Agent Squire's desk. He brought it in, and he hides the good chocolate stuff underneath the Smarties and the taffy. So every commercial break this week, I try and wait till about 4:30 to start digging in, because once you start with one, man, you keep rolling, huh?
Candystore.com serving over 15,000 customers to work out this year's highest-ranked Halloween candies. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups topping their list, followed by M&M's, Snickers, Skittles, Sour Patch Kids, and a Hershey bar. Kit Kat, Twix, and Butterfinger making the top 10. Circus Peanuts, Candy Corn, Wax Cola Bottles, Licorice, Mary Jane's, Smarties, and Peanut Butter Kisses are among the treats with the lowest rankings.
Yeah, the wax bottle, the Coke bottle, those. Who invented that, and who sat around that meeting and said, it's a good idea, let's rush this to market? I never enjoyed those at all. But I'll tell you what I do. One of my favorite smells and taste when it is the bubble gum that was in baseball cards. Man, I love that smell and that taste of that gum. Well, you had to buy like 5 or 6 packs to get a good wad of gum going in there. And, you know, the flavor only lasts, I think, 3 minutes and 22 seconds. But still, that's I love that right there. That's a sniff of childhood, I guess we could say. And some of the cards even today, they still got that bubble gum smell on there. The sister of former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh, Miss Her McEnany, her sister's name's Ryan McEnany. And they launched this conservative dating app called The Right Stuff. It's funded by tech billionaire Peter Thiel, and it was funded by Trump White House staffers. McEnany's sister signed on to promote the app here. And it's got conservative women talking about what they're looking for in a dude. And I think it's some stuff that maybe the liberals out there that have nightmares made of this stuff, because it only goes male-female relationship. Let's go here. You know, this will trigger many out there, right?
Today, we brought in a group of conservative young women and wanted to get their honest opinions about what they're looking for in the guys they date. What are you looking for in a partner?
They just have to be a conservative.
Definitely someone that wants to have kids.
I like an independent man. Personally, I like the alpha male vibe.
I want a man who really loves his family.
definitely someone whose faith is important to them.
For me, it's someone who actually wants to meet my parents.
Why do you want to date a conservative?
For me, at least I know that we're going to start off with some shared values.
Well, the conservative men I've dated at least know how to treat me like a woman.
In my personal experience, conservative guys have better manners.
I like that they understand their role in the relationship as a man.
I just prefer my men to be masculine.
And what's the biggest red flag when it comes to dating?
A Democrat.
No Democrats.
A Democrat.
Can't be a Democrat.
A Democrat.
That's easy. A Democrat.
No Democrats. It's a no.
Find the right match. Download the right stuff today.
The left loves free speech too, don't we?
No, you don't. Breaking news here. Good breaking news. Don't get your stomach in a knot when I say breaking news. Former Fresno State Diamond Aaron Judge hit his 62nd. I was listening to Paul Loeffler. Hit the mic. Sorry. I was listening to Paul. It's been one of those days. Let's just hit the mic. That's like punching you in the ear, isn't it? The coach's show last week, Jeff Tepper's show, and right in the middle of it, Paul Loeffler goes, Judge goes deep. He tied it. Well, he broke the record. Hit his 62nd home run, breaking Roger Maris's American League record of 61. He hit it against the Texas Rangers. All the Yankees ran out the dugout to celebrate with him. So he got that in right before the end of the season. Congrats. I know a lot of people saw him play as a younger man here, jacking him out of the ballpark here.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
That conservative dating app that I played you the right stuff right there, they say it's by invitation only. Premium accounts are given to women who invite friends. And men, you're required to pay. And you know what? If that was a liberal site, you would have, why do we have to pay? And they don't. Conservative guys understand women get the free drinks till 10, then they let them in. Remember those old promotions they used to do at nightclubs? And women drink for free before 10. They can't do that. I guess lawsuits. You know, you can't give out alcohol free anymore. So, and the two options are men and women. So they say start off by building your perfect profile. No pronouns are necessary. So they're making light out of it. Did you see the, I don't think you probably went to the movie there, Agent Squires, but I don't know if you've seen the previews to Bros, the gay movie, all gay comedy. Yeah, it's advertised everywhere. Can you say box office disaster? Total receipts, first weekend came in at $1.8 million. Well, that's not bad, right? It should have made more, they said. The budget was $25 million. Bunch of publicity and marketing. I don't even think gay people had an interest in going and seeing this. Bros, it comes from Universal. Oh, we can, I think we can file this one under the heading of only something a black man could get away with. You're going, hey, be careful.
It's racist.
Hold on. Imagine if Aaron Rodgers, quarterback of the Packers, if he was at practice and he had on the same sweater that Kanye had on at this fashion show in Paris. If it was Aaron Rodgers wearing this sweater, he would have to flee the country. He would have to flee the planet on an Elon Musk rocket. He would have to. Kanye was seen wearing a sweatshirt with the words "White Lives Matter" written on the back of it. Woo!
It's racist.
I know, boy. Al, I'm using you a lot today. Yeah, he was there in Paris, France, wearing the phrase on his shirt. And some of the other models were wearing the same saying, variations of the design. And conservative Candace Owens, for those of you who do not know, is a young black woman. She was there with Kanye. And for some of you who might not know, Kanye is a black man, wearing the White Lives Matter shirt. Again, Aaron Rodgers or anybody I think that would be white, boy, they couldn't wear that. Kanye standing up last month, he tore up the contract that his company had with the Gap, Gap Incorporated. Kanye said, I tore it up because they got a lot of commitments to China. He said, I want to bring it back to America. Make America great again. Is that what you're saying, Kanye? He said a lot of stuff recently. Of course, he went through the big divorce there. He said, Hollywood is a giant brothel and pornography destroyed my family. Wow, Kanye, his statements are always heavy. He's not a light speaker out there at all, but that was a cool looking sweater that he had. Would I put that on and walk around the Fashion Fair Mall? Well,
it's racist.
That's right, but Kanye can wear it. We're about to get into cooler weather, which means I can bring out the sweaters again. I'm not a sweater guy. Sweatshirt, I like, and hoodies and all that. And I call winter clothes the fat guy clothes again, because see, winter covers up the ice cream belly. I don't call it beer belly anymore because I barely drink that, but I eat a lot of ice cream. It covers up the ice cream belly way more than summer. I told Agent Squires yesterday by the break room over there that my gut is there even in my fat guy shirts, my summer fat guy shirt. You know, and this is, I know somebody out there is going, I know exactly, I've been thinking about the same thing. It's kind of depressing to put on clothes that I haven't worn since, what, late March, early April. Been a lot of early evening milkshakes since then, and when you got the gut-covering winter clothes not doing the job that they're supposed to do, I guess you got some choices that you're facing. And I'll say the choices in order here, and I kind of put them in an order of difficulty. And I know a few people have had the thought. It's not as prominent here, the line that's drawn of, oh, it was warm, now it's getting cold. It's more of a blend that happens. But we're getting ready for that blend to bring up. I actually put on a hoodie at 6:30 in the morning when I opened my front door, turned the ceiling fan on there, and it was a little chilly, and I put the hoodie on. I went, okay, that's the first step to fall. But here's the order. I could get in shape. That's one. Two, I could go purchase larger sizes. Or three, I could just wear the old clothes and keep drinking milkshakes and belly up, right? Maybe I'll do a blend of two. I'll go get a few bigger sizes and come home, put them in the washing machine, and make myself a vanilla milkshake. I love those vanilla milkshakes. Here's the way that I've been doing them lately. Instead of putting them in the blender, no. You put the ice cream in the glass, and then you take a knife. You stick it down in the middle of the ice cream, and you slowly pour the milk in and turn the knife around, and you get it to the texture that you want, the perfect texture, right blend of still a little milk in there, but some chunks of ice cream where a blender just blends it all into just, you know, mush. But that's been my new style now. Maybe I need to lay off of that. I'll tell you, when I pull out the hoodies and get them going on here, it's almost that time, and it actually, well, let me look at my watch. It is time. We're going to check in with John Girardi, Central California Right to Life, for the Obrea 365 kickoff. John.
Yeah, thanks so much, Trevor. We are out at Campus Point by Fresno State, right in front of Maya Cinemas, looking over at Mad Duck and Pyology and all the great shops and restaurants they have here for the kickoff of Obrea 365. The Obrea Medical Clinic of Central California is a nonprofit, pro-life prenatal health care clinic. We're trying to serve the needs of lower-income women here in the city of Fresno. There are not a lot of choices lower-income women have for prenatal care. Planned Parenthood tries to bill themselves as the only option in town, and really they're very limited with some of the services they provide if you actually want to have a baby. So that's what we do at Obrea. We provide life-affirming, great care for lower-income women. If you want to support the work we do, because this is difficult and expensive, we're taking patients that lose money for private clinics, We encourage you, go to Obria365, that's Obria365.org, and you can make a monthly recurring contribution. We're asking people to give $365, a dollar a day, to help support those in need. And come out to Campus Point. We'll do live broadcasts of the John Girardi Show from 6 to 7 p.m. right here. So thank you so much. This is John Girardi on Power Talk.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
All right, talking about vanilla milkshakes, I think I need to talk about this now. Did you hear about the Twinkies? I love Twinkies. Twinkie in the refrigerator. I like refrigerator Twinkies. They're introducing bouncers. You know what this is? This is a inflation thing. They'll make things smaller, give it new names, a smaller sugar-coated version. They're calling them snackable, poppable, and shareable. I already thought a Twinkie was already snackable and poppable, right? I mean, you can break that thing into half and pop half of it in your mouth at once, and also shareable. But now they're coming out now, snackable, poppable, shareable. Have you ever once said to somebody, hey, could you go to the store and grab me something poppable? They come three to a pack. They're actually also going to be doing Ding Dongs and Cinnamon Donut Bouncers. I think it's actually, I'll have to look at the size, weight. No, I think it's a shrinkflation way to try and fool us, right? Well, Biden's been trying to fool us. Kamala's been trying to fool us, literally saying to us that, yeah, the border's secure. Border totally, totally secure. I don't know if you follow Bill McGowan, but he's been at least a year and a half down on the border. I mean, covering it in dangerous situations. Well, Fox brought him up to Capitol Hill, and he went after some White House people and some congressional Democrats trying to get an answer. Is the border secure or not? This is very good reporting.
Since President Biden first took office, the number of illegal crossings, migrant deaths, and known gotaways at our southern border have surged to record levels. And we've been down there for the better part of a year and a half, witnessing much of this chaos in person. So now we're here in D.C., and we're pushing for some answers. 250,000 unaccompanied migrant children arrived at the border since President Biden took office. Some of them trafficked, some of them drowning in the river. Any issue with that?
You gotta get the votes, man. You can shoot me a note right there in that.
Last question. Ma'am, is the border secure? Do you agree with the administration that the border is secure? We'll let you go. Chairman, one question. In your opinion, is the border secure?
I have to go give a speech. Didn't you hear me?
I heard you. Okay. It's a quick question. Is the border secure?
He won't answer him. That first congresswoman was Ayanna Pressley. She just walked by him, would not answer at all.
Answers about the border few and far between from some Democrats on Capitol Hill, including the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas.
I'm Bill Malugin with Fox News. Do you have a few moments to talk about the border real quick?
I'm sorry, I don't.
A week before this, we sent this email to DHS notifying them we would be in D.C. and we were requesting an interview with the Secretary. We received no response, so we went to him.
A few moments of your time is all we're asking for, and we'll let you go. Reached out to your office, asked to talk to you last week. They blew us off.
That's DHS Secretary Mayorkas. He was out taking his trash into his trash can out front on the street.
I appreciate it.
It's 900,000 gotaways.
Have a good day. Thank you.
No comment, sir.
Only Democrats from the state of Texas, the front line of the border crisis, ended up talking to us, and they expressed concern about the border.
This is unsustainable. It has been unsustainable for years.
We have resources down there, but we clearly need to be doing more.
This is our administration. I'm a Democrat, and you know they need to understand they own it now. They own it now, and they have to take the steps to correct this. Otherwise, you know, when are we going to see an end to this?
We also put questions to Democratic leadership.
Do you believe the border is secure?
Well, I believe that we have to have a secure border, and I think that we are trying to address the president has a plan to address that.
Democrats have had majority control here in D.C. for almost 2 years now, and still there has been no significant progress on any immigration legislation in the Senate. I asked Chuck Schumer why that's the case.
Republicans don't want to do immigration reform, even on something as simple as DACA.
I edited this in.
One of the aspects of the bill that you'll be very happy with and that a lot of people will be, including me and a lot of Republicans, by the way, will be DACA. We'll give them a road to citizenship.
Which has the overwhelming support of the American people. Republicans are blocking it.
Under Republicans, would amnesty of any kind for any group of these migrants who have come across ever be on the table?
No amnesty. I know if Nancy Pelosi was no longer here, there'd be a lot of Democrats that would feel free to do exactly what they know is best, to vote for a secure border and work with us to have a real immigration reform.
That was Kevin McCarthy there at the end. They're blaming Santeria and saying it's drug cartels. Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, they are alarming. Hundreds of decapitated goat carcasses are showing up in the river. I saw a video, a guy in his boat showing goats without heads floating. He said it wasn't the first time. He said, I found dozens out here. He said, we found over 3 years about 500 decapitated goats in the Chattahoochee. Isn't that disgusting? They're saying it's drug cartels and it's Santeria. It's, I guess, they cut goats up or something. I wouldn't get in there.
How to swim, and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Nuh-uh, ain't gonna get me out there in that water. Hey, thanks to Agent Squires. God willing, we'll do it again tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Girardi, he's up next. Enjoy your Super Tuesday night.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.